got one of those cush jobs everyone thinks is glamorous. It's 99.7 DJX.
But it's not so cush.
You're looking at the radio going...
You mean like you guys?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so, yeah, I mean...
You just turn the microphone on and you talky-talky.
You know, every now and then, you know, especially when you're talking to someone new and they're like, oh, what do you do? Mm-hmm. And you know, and it kind of goes down because it's an interesting job. It's a unique job that we have.
Yeah, not a lot of people have it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so they ask questions and stuff like that. And it's like, oh, so it must be nice. You guys just to get up, go in the morning, have a cup of coffee, talk for a few hours and leave. And
it's like, would be nice if it started at 10.
Yeah.
Like our sweet, sweet boy, Ryan Smetzer.
Right. Our sweet, sweet boy, Ryan Smetzer. But yeah, I mean, we actually do plan a little bit on what we talk about on this show. So there's a little bit more than just showing up and turning on the mics that are involved in this job. But
we also wear other hats.
Yeah, exactly.
For the company.
But so it kind of got me thinking of like, you know, there are other jobs where
people think, oh, that must be nice.
Right. Right. Like,
to get
you know,
paid to do that.
Like your cush job realtor husband who just cashes checks whenever he
rolls in,
sells
a sign in the yard.
That's all he does.
Sells a house. You would be shocked at the amount of people that he will call. He'll call expired listings.
Sure.
Right. Like, hey.
Yeah.
It's Michael Higdon. Would like to know if you are still looking to sell your house.
Yeah.
And the person on the other line, where did you get my number? I'm going to hunt you down, come to your house, and murder your family. Like, it gets crazy.
It's like Liam Neeson.
That's not an exaggeration.
I will find you.
Yes. Like, people can't just say, oh, thanks for calling. We got it covered. And then just have a great day.
So
and
you
hang
have,
up. Like, they can't say that anymore. And it's really shocking.
So you have like a job everyone thinks is glamorous, but is far from it. Lexi rolls in. I'm a preschool teacher, which seems so fun and sweet until all of my kids are chanting the S word at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my God. What is happening?
One kid says it and they're all.
And they all learn it.
Hey,
you have to be so careful at home. They're little sponges at that age.
Yeah. Emily said the same thing. I was a preschool teacher. You just play with kids all day. Sure.
Yeah.
If play means negotiating snack disputes, cleaning glitter out of places glitter should never be.
No, it's an exhausting job. You have to have a certain level of energy for preschool and kindergarten, and I would say first, second, third, probably fourth grade,
too.
Melissa, I work at an appliance repair company, and I'm an office administrator. I do scheduling. I answer calls, make phone calls. People think that my job's super easy, but what they don't understand is how upset people get over their dishwashers. Not to mention, they automatically assume you're the one that broke their appliance.
Oh, no!
We get treated crap sometimes in the office. And it's very, very mentally and emotionally exhausting. However, I've been doing it for 3 years, so I guess I can't complain too much if I've stayed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I would say customer service reps
it's always shoot the messenger with people. And so
people
you got to be
upset if their service or their appliance, whatever it is not going right or didn't turn out the way they wanted. And then you have to deal with it try to talk them off the ledge.
Jill rolls in. I'm a vet. People think all we do. Play with puppies and kittens. Oh, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you just come in and you're like, oh.
I can attest right now. I don't know what they make. It's not enough. Especially
because if
you're
dogs, you're 3 months.
Because of how awful they are to just get a nail trim.
So,
or to express glands.
So, my.
That is awful.
Last dog, Fiona. Rest her soul.
Rest her soul.
She had such anxiety about getting her nails clipped. And you know, when they tell you, when you get a puppy, they're like, you're like, play with their nails.
Right.
Or like as a puppy, get them used to it. Didn't matter. We did that. Didn't matter.
Yep.
And so we had to start taking her to the vet to get nails clipped.
Yes.
And they
came, did you have to drug her?
They came out.
We have like meds. We're supposed to like chill them out.
They came out one time and they said, well, her nails are clipped. She also expressed her anal glands. So that was fun.
Wait, did they charge you for that? Because we get charged when they have to go in
and do
the squeeze.
Well, no, she did it on her own.
Oh, see, they shouldn't charge her for that. Hopefully you got that done for free.
I don't know. by the way, we have a ton more people that are rolling in. We want to get to them all, okay? So 502-795-1997. If you got a good, like, hey, you do a profession that people think on the exterior looks
so
cush. Or luxurious, but it ain't when you get underneath it.
Let's expose the underbelly.
Yes, 502-795-1997. We'll take some more of those coming up. Wow, you must have a cush job. It's 99.7 DJX. You work in radio. It's like, oh, yeah. Just roll in.
Talk to us around derby time.
I mean, actually, we just got a message from a listener
Mason.
Who said, yeah, well.
You guys do like a lot of weekend events. Yes, we do.
Well,
especially this time of year.
Well, for sure. But then also, we got a message from a listener who is a bartender at Churchill Downs. Yes. And she's like, man, you think that's, everybody thinks it's so glamorous to work, you know, Churchill Downs right around Derby. Oh my gosh. So crazy.
Oh man.
And it's just like the long hours. They can't feel their feet. Yes.
They're tired, achy. They don't even want to be around the people that they work with, let alone any customers. She goes, it is amazing that anyone gets good customer service from Churchill Downs in Derby time. Oh, that is a lot. And that's Angie. Yeah, she says, when you can't eat or drink or pee or sleep in 48 hours, that's what it feels like. I think we really work 18 to 19 hours on Oaks and Derby.
I believe it.
Separate, not together. We're getting maybe 4 hours of sleep in between.
Teresa Bless says, work at a golf course. Everyone thinks all you do. Job, play golf.
Yes. People love to come play golf. They're having a great time on the course.
But if you're lucky enough to get a day off to play golf, and it's a nice enough day to play golf, the golf course is too crowded actually play golf.
Oh, dang. That's Brandy went from a pre-K teacher to HR is pretty much the same.
Oh, gosh.
Still giving warnings and teaching how to properly do basic tasks. The temper tantrums are just louder.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, man. Tish said, I think people think that all office jobs are cushy and easy. I'm a paralegal, have been for the last 17 years. Managing egos of attorneys and judges, not fun. I have a huge caseload. Each client thinks they're the only client. Whatever they need is an emergency. I'm known as the nice one. And therefore, my phone conversations turn into therapy sessions on top of scheduling, dictation, whatever else pops up throughout the day, which is usually somebody's printer, PC, email issues, etc. Wow.
Yeah, every job I feel like now has that underside that, you know, is the gritty part. Christy, hairdressers.
Oh, yes.
Apparently, I just play with hair all day.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with the mental challenges or the shoulders that are aching or the back or the feet.
Oh, and they stand all day.
Yeah.
All day.
That is crazy.
That is really, really tough.
But
I said, well, what if the customer doesn't like what you did? And then she's like, yes, I'm not a mind reader. I left my magic wand at home.
Yeah, but the tea you get to hear.
Oh, yeah. You do get to be kind of a counselor, too. You get to hear all the gossip.
All the neighborhood gossip.
All the neighborhood gossip.
That's got to be great.
Yes.
Yeah. So some good ones here.
Oh, gosh. Michael, I work in transplant surgery. But on the recovery side, we fly out to donor sites so people just see me flying and traveling around, but it's dealing with death.
Yeah.
And we don't actually get to see the transplant side of it.
Aww.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot. Where is our mail carrier?
Oh,
Tiffany.
Yeah.
I'm a mail carrier for USPS. People think it's so easy, like throw mail in boxes, sling packages on porches, go home. If it was only that simple, it's waking up at 4 a.m., I case my entire route, put packages in a sequence order, play Jenga, stacking it all in one trip. Mondays, you're doing 3 days worth of packages and mail. I think I work 6 days a week, every week, off on one day that Sunday. That's
dang.
A lot. That
all
is
right.
a lot. We appreciate all
yes,
of you.
Yes, for sure. All of you have important jobs, especially.
Oh, truck driving? Yep, get out of here with that, Michael. Nope, I can't even imagine driving something that big.
Man, the things you must see on the roads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you have to like also look out for other people's bad decisions whipping in front of you. And
for sure.
All the things.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the calls and stories.